Have you found that man?
No, Your Majesty. He's nowhere to be found, sire.
He's nowhere to be found, sire. He's flesh and blood, a man. He's got to be somewhere. In the city, in the country, hidden in the hills, woods, caves, somewhere.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Yes, Your Majesty. Well, find him. Command every man, woman, and child in Israel to be on the lookout for him.
Oh, they already are, sire. They think the man was a magician. They treat his message of doom with scorn and ridicule. So they're anxious to find and hang him to the nearest tree.
Don't you dare hang him. I want him here, right here in front of me, exactly where he stood the other day. I personally will take care of him, do you understand?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Well, you'd better. Now get going. Intensify the search and find him. That's an order.
Yes, sire. Long live the king. Long live the king.
Scribe, where's the queen?
The Shrine of Baal, Your Majesty. She and the priests, offering sacrifices that Baal may be pacified and cause it to rain.
Yes, but they're not having much success. It's been over a year and not a cloud in the sky. Where is my prime minister?
Here I am, at his Majesty's service.
Obadiah, you're smart, intelligent. You're also somewhat of a friend to the priests of the Israelite God, aren't you? I mean, the old Israelite God.
I am acquainted with a few of them, yes, sir.
Well, what do you think?
What do I think, sir?
About the man who appeared, denounced Israel for apostasy, gave his message of impending judgment, and disappeared.
Well, I think he was real, sire. He was actually here.
Of course he was. I saw and heard him myself. But who do you think he was, or is?
Well, at first I thought he was a prophet of God. I saw no other alternative. But since then, I've talked to some of the prophets and described the man to them. None of them recognize him. They haven't the slightest idea who he is.
Well, where do you think he is?
Hiding somewhere, Your Majesty.
Are you sure you don't know where?
No.
After all, Obadiah, you are the only member of my court who refuses to worship Baal.
Uh-huh.
You still worship the old God of Israel, the same one Moses, Abraham, the rest of them did. If you weren't such a good prime minister, I'd have been rid of you long ago.
I understand, Your Majesty.
Obadiah, it just occurred to me, you could be responsible for that man's sudden appearance and disappearance.
Huh?
Perhaps you are even hiding him right here in the palace, in your quarters.
No, I was just as surprised as you were, sire, at his sudden appearance, and I'm just as ignorant as to his present whereabouts.
Ah, I believe you. I have to. You've never lied to me yet. I guess I'd better get over to the Shrine of Baal and tell the queen that the man hasn't been found. What's going on here? I want to talk to you now.
We'll disturb the priests at their daily prayers.
Prayers? You call what they're doing prayer? But no mind, just come. I'll talk to you in one of the side chambers. This man can't be found.
Idiots, all of you. Or he would never have gotten out of the palace in the first place.
Idiots? I suppose those priests out there going through those wild incantations are intelligent beings? And Baal himself. What about him? If he's so intelligent and powerful, why doesn't he have it rain?
No, you don't understand.
I don't understand is right.
Baal is angry, and his anger
so
is...
So am I angry, disgusted, mad.
But Baal is a god. His anger has to be appeased.
So does mine. I am king.
So you're a king, are you? Well, then find that man and have him punished. That will appease Baal, and he will cause it to rain. Then shall all Israel know that Baal is the true God, and they will fall down and worship him.
You're Baal's chief priestess. You get Baal to cause rain. Then even if that man isn't found and punished, I shall officially proclaim Baal as Israel's God and command that all people worship and obey him.
What do you think they are doing, those priests in there? Going through those ceremonies for the fun of it? They offer costly sacrifices. They call upon Baal night and day to refresh the earth with rain. Their zeal and perseverance is a thing of beauty and worthy of bringing glory to the name of Baal.
Words, words. Why doesn't it rain? And where is that man? Where is he? That's what I want to know.
So does everyone else.
When Elijah the Tishbite at the command of God, had left his home among the mountains of Gilead, he approached Samaria, within whose walls reposed the beautiful palace of King Ahab. Strong faith in the unfailing power of God's word gave Elijah confidence, even though the message he was about to deliver to the king was one of impending doom and disaster, and would undoubtedly arouse the king's anger. He had passed through a gate of Samaria unchallenged and unseen by the guards. At the palace, he had solicited no admission, nor waited to be formally announced. Clad in the coarse garments worn by the prophets of that time, he passed the guards unnoticed and stood a moment before the astonished king, and lifting his hand toward heaven, had solemnly delivered his warning message. Then turning, he had left the palace and Samaria the way he had entered.
How beautiful are God's works! Unlimited space, unnumbered stars, the things of this earth made especially for man's pleasure, the babbling ever-flowing brooks, the rocks and hills, the green grass and stately trees. O God, God of love and mercy, have compassion upon Israel in her apostasy, that these things of nature may continue to be a blessing unto mankind. Cause Israel, O God, to repent and turn from apostasy, and worship thee in truth, in love, in word, and in deed.
Get thee hence, Elijah, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself from the king by the brook Kereth that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I commanded ravens to feed thee there.
So Elijah did as the Lord commanded. The ravens brought him bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the cool waters of the brook Kereth. And the king's soldiers found him not.